You, go to bed. Then put it on the counter and go to bed.
Arthur, do you mind doing an alternate edit where you take all of those little segments and make it Tyler yelling at us? And then we'll just...
Ethan, go to bed!
I'm not tired! I'm 20 years old!
Welcome to Talking Fail, the podcast that leaves the seat up. I'm your host, Jensen, and yes, I've always been here, but I've been waiting for Ethan to shut up. Also with me are my co-host, Tyler.
New phone, who dis?
Arthur.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah. Will.
Greetings, fellow humans.
Ethan.
It's very nice to meet you too.
So Jensen really actually hasn't been on the show. She is Will and myself's sister.
Well, don't get too ahead of yourself. She's your sister.
Well, we can...
What's the arc of this episode?
we didn't care enough to do the background check on Will. So we know Jensen and I are...
How about episode 5, guys?
Was that the one
that Ethan was gone?
That was the one that Will was not. Not 4. I don't remember.
I was on 5. I skipped over so much stuff. I couldn't find a segment long enough where I wasn't talking to justify finishing the episode.
Well, that's great to hear from the host.
It's a good way to sell the podcast.
It's so good.
I'm so bad. But I have tainted the self-deprecation. I can't even do that right. It's all right.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you brought this up, Ethan, because the main reason why I wanted Jensen on the show is to formally announce that you are leaving the show and Jensen is replacing you.
I should have seen this coming. There's only 4 squares, but 5 of us? What did I think was going to happen? You know what? I'll go. You can displace me, but... When you guys think I'm gone, the governments of the world will swoop in and go, you know what? Here's a podcast of your very own. It's surrounded by other ones that don't like you, but it's yours, and we'll make it work.
All right, sounds great.
Arthur, you had to wait in that really long government podcast line to get our podcast license. How does that make you feel, knowing that Ethan is just going to get handed a podcast license?
Yeah, I never filed the paperwork for the podcast license. I hope that wasn't important. I actually, in a fit of rebelliousness, I threw it into the ocean, or tried.
Tried?
Wait, is our podcast illegally residing on a foreign server?
I hope not.
Will our podcast be deported?
Just get to the Trump joke. Come on.
So, hey.
Yes.
I wasn't on last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was incredibly sick. It was really bad.
Well, I don't think anybody really wants to hear about that.
Well, I'll tell you about it. I threw up. Not once, not twice, but 10 times in one day.
You know
I'm
what?
Not
I'm
exaggerating.
I'm a sickness denier. I don't think it's a big deal.
I threw up so many times.
We gathered. All right.
Maybe you should take another week off till you feel better.
Okay,
you stop trying to get your square
back. You're just trying to swoop. you'd be fine with the red color?
No, I'm red. He's purple, and he's one of the other colors. Oh. He's refused to change.
Hey, I've seen Kitchen Nightmare. At some point, the colors don't matter. I just want that sauce-stained white jacket still.
That's not sauce.
Well, if I leave, it'll fix the Cardwell ratio.
Cards in this deck.
You know what we love in the Cardwell family? Is Cardwell-based puns. So, what do we want to talk about?
I think we should check in with our single follower.
I should give an Alex Ash recap, because there have been some news that I don't think Will was here for. And we should probably do that in general, just for listener benefit.
Go for it.
So, in case you previously on Talking Fail, we have one Twitter follower, and he appears to be a guitarist in possibly in a band. And earlier I've tried doing a direct message on Twitter to try and start a conversation with him. And he has not replied. He's very consistent in posting on Twitter, so I know he's seen it, seen my message, and is ignoring me. So,
hey, didn't you get an email from him?
Yes. So what? Last week, we sent him an email asking him to kind of try to start the process of recording a like intro music for our podcast. And so I feel like I came to him with some very specific questions and, you know, trying to get this process going. And he comes back asking for more specifics and not answering any of my questions and being very vague back to me. So,
He knows how to play the game, Tyler. He knows he's on the podcast. He's just trying to give us a really good story.
Well, so
he's just playing along.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how far this goes.
Knowingly or not.
Exactly. So that's when I started replying in a sarcastic manner. So I said, "Thank you for getting back to me very quickly. It's nice to see someone with such a good work ethic from someone in the music industry." This is where Ethan was giving us suggestions on tracks, and so I sent him a couple links that were they're from his Twitter. You know, kind of saying, "Hey, you know, I like the mood and progression on this one. Maybe combine it with some how upbeat this track is." And then I asked him, "How soon are you able to make some?" Make something like this, and how much would you charge for the service? And then we made up. We have a totally fictitious. We will be featured in June on Chicago Public Radio, and we would like to make a good impression.
They don't have.
I didn't do any research. I just made it up. So, and he actually replies very promptly. But I saved his response from last, because he emailed me like first thing the morning after, and I haven't really looked at it until now. So he replied with, "Those aren't my tracks, but I can make something a million times better. I just pull those up to jam on the guitar."
Wow! I mean, you'd think in 140 characters.
No, this is email.
Like,
he has got all the characters he wants.
I'm saying on his Twitter.
And yet he chose not to answer your questions.
There's like four more sentences.
To make that known.
Okay. Then his next sentence is, "My production is..." Okay, hang on. I'm going to say it as he wrote it, because I think he might have typoed a bit. "My production is and songwriting abilities... are at a different level!" Exclamation mark.
Sorry, go ahead.
But so
we need to finish this.
So no, he's saying my production and songwriting abilities are on a different level. And then he asks, and then his next sentence is, "Where are you from?" "Thanks, sent from my iPhone." So
That's getting a little personal. Like, why does he need to know where we're from?
Well, maybe I did mention Chicago, so maybe he has a Chicago connection.
Moscow? Say Moscow.
So, how...
Well, it's, I think we're from the same place, man, you know? L.A. vibe, douchey tribe, right?
So, how do we want to respond? What should my response email be?
Can we get a bullet point list of what he actually said?
Throughout so the entire, do you want the entire back and forth, or do you want just his latest email?
His latest email. I'm trying to figure it out in my head because
so he says like, the, so we gave him four sentences with so we gave him examples and he says those aren't his tracks but he can make something a million times better and he just pulls those up to jam on his guitar. He brags about his production and songwriting abilities because they're on a whole nother a different level and he asks where we're from or I'm from, however you want to read that.
Can you read his followers? What that number is, and then read the number.
I don't
of,
have it in front of me right now. If,
how many?
We've discussed it before.
I think he's
downplaying his ability.
Really?
I think we should ask him for something 2 million times better because he's selling himself short if he's only doing 1 million.
You know what's better than 1 million or 2 million is 1 billion times better.
A trillion.
Okay. So I'm gonna start.
Our national deficit.
I've heard some of your stuff, and I think you're selling yourself short. I might even put it at a two million times better.
Yeah.
Oh no. This...
is this AdLib's new product or MadLib's new thing? Because I'm. This is great.
So you want a song made? Yeah, I mean, with that kind of response, he's going to know something's up at this point.
Like, if he's not trolling me back immediately, he's either just, like, a big douchebag, and this is how he acts all the time.
I don't think he has to be a douchebag to be dumb.
Agree to disagree.
I also don't think they're mutually exclusive.
Did he ever answer how much it would cost?
No. I've asked him multiple times.
He kind of...
Not in this newest email. It's just straight up like, no, I'm awesome.
All right, so I have a theory.
I think he asked where you're from. Well, I asked him specifically how much you charge and how soon he'd be able to get back to me, you know, how soon he'd be able to get this out, and he completely ignores that. I'm trying to do business, and he's the one who's talking about
art. It's kind of like he doesn't have a lot of experience with requests, and to be fair, this one is both, so maybe.
I think he might be asking where you're from because he wants to know if you're, like, in the music industry or not before he starts quoting. That's my theory.
If we know
and
our
maybe
stuff,
if we ever
so
talk
he
to
can
him.
Rip us off or not.
Well, if you want, we can go with... Kansas City, but I spend a lot of my time in Nashville, and then because I mean that's what my siblings, that's where they're at. So, like we know the Hales in Nashville. I have friends in Nashville. We could. Yeah, but I mean, just this conversation. It feels like responding to questions. Isn't something you have to do, so that's easy.
Well, I'm okay.
I'm okay with
just responding to his questions and not trying to really push, like, push for him to make this song.
Plausible deniability. You're from wherever, but most of the guys are out in Kansas City, Nashville.
Is it at all possible to slip in a "How was your day?" into the email?
I can start. I can lead with that
as a question. Okay, maybe he'll answer that.
Well, you.
Well, because it's been a week since we've emailed, so I'm going to apologize for not getting back to him so quickly, and then I'll ask how his day is.
Can you Can you apologize for misconstruing the tracks he posts on his Twitter as being his actual music? Sorry, didn't realize that wasn't your music, but I understand the need to protect your intellectual brand and artistic aesthetic. As podcasters, we can sympathize.
Alex also tweeted recently, "Happy Pluto Day," and then guitar emoji, pant emoji, unicorn emoji, dolphin emoji, and then new moon with a face emoji.
Now, I have a theory.
Okay. So, Jensen.
You guys have all seen the Rita episodes from Arrested Development.
Have I seen Arrested Development Season 4? Is that the question?
No, the Rita episodes.
Rita? Oh, the...
Mr. F.
Yeah, MRF.
The British girl.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yes.
Maybe she had a brother.
You know, just because they're siblings doesn't mean they're all going to be mentally handicapped.
Yeah, I mean, look at Will.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you saying because you're handicapped or because I'm handicapped? Because I'm not handicapped.
I think if you have to ask the question, that might be part of your answer.
It's
Jensen.
It's the run of the litter situation. You don't have to be the youngest. You just have to look like the weakest.
Hey, so I have a topic. The topic is: are we ever gonna get done with responding to Alex? All right.
That sounds like a perfectly good question to include. Are we ever going to be done with this?
There's no end to Alex, and there's no beginning. He's just there.
Alpha and Omega.
Like his
boom.
There's no real progression, you know? There's no real intro, development, melodic consistency or flow, if you will.
All right. So are we going
to... Ethan, I'm starting to feel like you don't like Alex.
So...
Have we cut out really that much?
So we're just going to do a simple, you know, sorry for not getting back to you sooner. It's been a crazy week for us. How are you doing? I've heard some of your tracks, and I think you might be selling yourself short. I'm sure that you're at least 2 million times better. Is that it? Smiley.
Smiley emoji. Smiley
can
emoji.
You,
oh, yeah, he loves
it. Can you ask him what time it is there?
Oh, because we need to give him our location.
As well.
Ask where he's from.
I'm going to give a vague, we are spread over the country, over a wide area.
We're
Northern
all over,
Hemisphere.
We're all over the world.
This is quickly sounding like some sort of Nigerian email scam after his music, like his Krabby Patty secret recipe or something.
So when you make a song, what's the recipe?
So, notes, explain that to me.
What are your favorite? his Twitter location is the world, by the way.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Is he a free
inhabitant?
That's
deep?
Alright, sorry, let me add smiley face. Jensen, were you asking something to add?
Oh, I said ask him what time it is there.
I would just throw in just a compliment. Tell him that we really like
more,
his Ed Sheeran tattoos.
More of a compliment than 2 million times better? I literally doubled
his own.
No, because
you know why people get tattoos is to...
Alright.
It's...
Are we going about this the wrong way? Should we be trying to, like, neg?
Yeah, we should probably hire a musician
for our song. Should we be trying to neg him?
Wait.
So Tyler, what does it mean to neg someone?
Well, instead of trying to, like, you know, compliment him and trying to, you know, woo him that way, we try, you know, maybe kind of like back off a bit and you know, it's like, yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not really convinced. You know, maybe, maybe you need to work a little bit harder to earn our affection.
And then so shove you get him down angry, the
and he wants to prove you wrong, and now his price just got cut in half.
Okay, so I'm going to cut out the $2 million thing.
And how about, why not? Right. That's... Well, how about go just like, hey, those aren't your tracks. Okay, whose are they? Because those are the ones that were...
Oh, those aren't your tracks.
And then see how he... those aren't your tracks? Okay, yeah. And now he has to... Okay.
We were pretty much just looking for exactly what was in those songs, so if you could point us in the right direction.
So right now...
Do you have any friends?
So right now I just said, buddies? Those aren't your tracks? Do you know whose they are? Because those sounded great.
Are we actually saying that?
But put it at the end of whatever.
Well, it's, I don't have a lot.
To just take up his entire focus.
We're gonna be sending some mixed signals if we're like, you're selling yourself short, dude. We want something 2 million
times.
Well,
I cut out the 2 million times.
But this sucks. Give us what the other guy made.
Those aren't your tracks? Whose are they? He's really selling himself short. Anyway, thanks for this.
Here's what I'm at. So I'm sorry for not getting back to you sooner. It's been a crazy week for us. How are you doing? And then those aren't your tracks. Do you know whose those are? Because that's exactly what we're looking for. And then the next paragraph is, we are spread out in a few cities. What time is it there?
You know, he's gonna be hanging out jamming with a couple of his buddies, and he's gonna get the email, and he's gonna show it to him, and it's gonna make no sense. He's gonna be like, "Who the hell are these guys?"
I feel like I think I'd be concerned about that if I hadn't already gotten emails back from him that make as little to no sense as I'm making now.
I think he's not gonna interpret it as a negative thing. I think he's gonna see it as like an ego stroking opportunity. He's gonna be like,
"No, I cut out the $2 million part.
Times better.
I took out that. Sent. Okay, so do we want to try and talk about something serious? I'm trying to use.
I think we should talk about Hitler.
I still have so many questions.
Well, okay.
Hey, let's have Jensen tell us a little bit about herself. Because we've all had, like, how many episodes? Like,
this is episode six.
Episodes to establish ourselves, and, you know, like, you know, they couldn't just do the Avengers on the first, as the first movie. They had to have all the
build-up
to it.
I don't know, they had Scarlet Witch on pretty quick, and, like, we didn't really get a good backstory.
I mean,
so
I thought we were more of a DC parallel.
Let's give Jensen her Ant-Man.
Why did it Scarlett Johansson get her own movie?
They keep talking about it.
They don't give the Scarlets their own movies. So Jensen is our baby sister. I'm the oldest, of course,
and the most mature.
And Tyler is the middle. And she lives in Japan. Because
they're right next to each other.
She moved away because she's running from her ex-husband, who's trying to murder her.
Well, thanks for telling him where I live.
Yeah, Will, you're not the one who has to help her move.
So I was looking at our Facebook and I saw you posted, check out the podcast, blah 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 blah. Cool. And there were a few comments. One of them was your dad. He said, "So great!" Exclamation point. It's good to see he's listening.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom.
Mom doesn't listen. We talked about this.
Oh. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Mr. Cardwell. If you're ever looking to trade in a son that hasn't met your expectations, we do.
You know, the strangest things become bits. so Tyler and Will's and Jensen's dad says, "So great." And then Tyler Mills says, "This is hilarious, LOL." Cool. Nice to see that he's a fan.
Despite what we talked about on episode five. I, for the record, was just listening to that conversation. I was not present for it.
I was 10 at the time of that story.
Let's be clear. You are the editor. Out of this. So I don't want to connect dots here.
I'm not going to put down another Tyler.
That's my job.
And then the third comment is from our mutual friend Brian Matthews, and he says, "I'm on a BART train right now, listening to episode one on headphones, trying and failing not to laugh. I'm starting to
consider the joke killer.
Fellow commuters. He is the joke killer." And we'll have a link in the description.
Tyler, go ahead and we're going to throw his title card.
I would just like to say that we're probably not going to mention every time someone comments about the show.
So get your comment in quick so we can comment on on the podcast.
If you do want to actually send us a message, like a letter or something to be read on the show, you should message us on Twitter at TalkingFail.
And give us a follow, because we are kind of getting sick of the one we have. We're looking for a replacement.
Who knows? Maybe we'll talk about you. If you have a question, go to one of those, and then we'll get to it in the listener questions if it's good.
Check us out on Twitter. Give us a follow. Tell us about your passions and what you pursue.
And make fun of them.
We'd love to hear about it.
Hey, can you guys tell my neighbors are taking a bath?
At this point, I think that you're just like, you're in that group of 12 people in one apartment and are just playing like that ashamed family member thing. Not saying he's ashamed of his family.
I'm actually currently in the bath right now. That's why it's so loud.
Wait, are you in there with your neighbors?
Oh man, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest Final Destination death I've ever heard of.
And
is podcasting dead? It is for one. It is for one.
They're still upset at me over the negging thing.
You keep banging on the ceiling and yelling something about... It's not appropriate.
Ethan, there's children up there. That's not cool.
Yep.
You crossed a line, man. So what's the next topic, guys?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I thought would be interesting to talk about, and having Jensen on the show, it's talking about board games, because I know that's something that Jensen is really into, almost to an annoying level. So, what are some of the games that you're into, and especially if they're like some of the more uncommon ones that people may not have heard of, those would be kind of cool to.
Currently, talk about. My favorite game is called Secret Hitler. Yeah.
Oh, tell me more about that one. I don't know if I've heard of this one. Wait, isn't that the one that I gave you guys?
Maybe.
Not a real thing.
No, it's an actual game.
You don't actually know about like a Secret Hitler or anything.
Ethan was getting ready to run.
I don't know if you guys ever.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yep.
That'd be ridiculous.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a game called Resistance. It's gonna grab. It's very similar to that game.
Did someone leave?
Who the hell was that? I'm gonna go Christian Bale on your ass.
We have to restart. Quickly like splicing it out of my
well,
audio.
It's supposed to be a professional.
It wasn't me.
Jensen, just keep going.
It's my neighbors. Okay. It's my neighbors.
Yeah, it's like a game called Resistance.
Is it the game you said it was?
So there's like, I don't know, three good guys and then like two bad guys, and you're trying to find out who the bad guys are. Nobody knows who's who.
How does Secret Hitler play compared to Resistance?
In Secret Hitler, you can like assassinate people, which is fun.
Well, so the way the game goes is you're given cards, like an envelope with cards in it, and it gives you kind of your role in the game, where you're either a liberal or a fascist, and one of the fascists is also Hitler. And so you play through the game enacting, is it resolutions
I don't remember. But I really...
But yeah, you're basically, you're enacting the like laws and stuff that don't really affect anything, but...
Policies?
Yeah, but policies.
Policies, yeah. That's what they are. So you're enacting policies that are, they're undefined, but they're either liberal or fascist. And the goal of the fascist is to get, you know, to win the game by completing all the fascist policies, and the liberals are trying to do the liberal policies. And at a certain point, and you're electing a chancellor and a president at each turn, and at a certain point, if the person who has been dealt the Hitler role becomes chancellor, the fascists automatically win, and there's a certain point where assassinations are involved, and it's just a lot of like lying and not knowing who's on your team and still trying to rule the government.
I really recommend playing this game with your grandma like we did. That was really grandma,
who didn't
Well, when she was playing, she instantly said, "So what do you do if you get a fascist?"
Oh, you know, I had a similar experience, and there's a little bit of context. I was going to go over to my cousin's place and play Secret Hitler, which I had never played before.
Immigration.
And I showed up, and everyone's drunk. Like, everyone's, like, past 3 beers, 4 beers, maybe 5. I don't know. They were pretty drunk, and they tried to explain the game to me, but... You know, drunk people explaining a game, it's combined with the complicated game, made it pretty difficult to know, like, what I was actually supposed to do and what my, like, motivations were. So, at one point, I used this mechanic in the game where I could force someone to show me their card, which defines what team they're on, you know, what their whole intent and purpose is. And the guy who showed me the card was Hitler. But I didn't realize what I had to do, and what I had to do was tell everyone that he was Hitler.
Also, he's not supposed to show you the Hitler card. He's supposed to show you a separate card.
He didn't. He showed me the Hitler card.
So, is that why you just out of the blue?
No, I saw it, and I was like, okay, well, I can't reveal this information. I have to visit Poker Face time. And so I just sat there for the rest of the round thinking, he's Hitler. How do I use this information? But I didn't want to give away my, like, position.
I feel like that happened in real life, too.
Yeah, that was...
I've been reading up on the political and nationalistically local, like... lead up of World War One to Hitler's rise to power and the Nazi Party and all of that, and it sounded a lot like that. Like, oh shoot, this dude's like
no,
really
it's
a bad guy, but there's no way he's gonna.
Just
make
to clarify, it was my
no
own
gonna actually
like
succeed.
Incompetence
so
in the game that let him rise to power. It wasn't me thinking, he's not a threat.
You had the ability to
stop
Hitler, and you didn't take it.
Exactly. Well,
we decided we wouldn't talk about American politics, Archer.
Jensen, are there any other interesting games? Interesting or unique games?
Sorry, I was coughing. Another game I like to play is called One Night Ultimate Werewolf. So basically, it's pretty similar to Secret Hitler, where you don't know who anybody is, but there's a couple werewolves out there, and then the villager team is trying to catch the werewolves
and not get killed by werewolves.
Right.
It's kind of similar to the game Mafia.
Yeah.
If anyone's ever played that?
Yeah, it's basically.
Yeah,
I explain it as it's somebody played Mafia and they decided. I could make a real game out of this and sell it to somebody. And they did, mm-hmm. and I actually like the werewolf game better.
Isn't it like Heads Up 7-Up?
No, that's a soda.
I played Mafia once and nobody explained to me the rules. They're like, every time I'd ask, they say, no, don't worry, you're dead. And apparently that was playing.
It sounds like you got played, Ethan. I'm not gonna lie. But
is this, I mean, that would make sense, because when I played Secret Hitler, I kept getting a homemade Jew card that I thought was just part of the game.
There it is.
And
you know, I'm surprised it didn't come up in Secret Hitler.
But, I was actually proud of us for
here we are.
It's not called Secret Jew.
What's the name of the werewolf game?
One Night Ultimate Werewolf.
I'll just call it Ultimate Werewolf.
Yeah.
It is really similar to Mafia, and in having played both of them, I think werewolf is a great, like, I don't know, large, you need a large group, but it's kind of like a house game. Like, you basically play it where you would play Monopoly, mm-hmm. or those kinds of games. Mafia is like, all you need is a deck of cards, and you don't even need the full deck. So the way I see it is, Mafia is good for like a bar setting if you happen to have a big group, because you can just sit around a table and like talk, because it's mostly just trying to, you know, pull for information. So that's my perspective on Mafia versus Werewolf. Mm-hmm. I think Werewolf is, like, they're both fun. Werewolf is a little more complicated, but you do get the app, and someone doesn't have to be the
narrator,
the person who narrates.
Yeah, with One Night, you can play it for a lot longer. Like with Mafia, you could play like a couple rounds and you start getting bored with it. But because mm-hmm. One Night has so many different roles that you can be, you could play for like hours and it's still new and fun.
It's you can change up your strategy a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different combinations of cards and roles that you can add and take away.
And honestly, I was describing this game, but I wasn't familiar enough to describe it, so I was like irresponsible on my part, but I was trying to describe it to one of my friends and mentioned the app, and they were like, oh, an app. No, this won't do. I'm like, no, but it makes the game better. Like it manages the things that like otherwise you would have to say, this round we don't have a wolf. Or we don't have a wizard or something.
It gets really complicated.
Wizards. There's no wizards in the game.
If you have a board game, like a board game with an app, where does that fall? Is that considered cross-platform play?
Well, it doesn't really have a board, technically. It's, you know, you sit around a table and you have everybody's dealt their cards with their rolls on it.
It's more like a card game, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that springboarded into a like question of weight. Where does this limbo...
I think it's just a vague line, Ethan, that doesn't need to be addressed and defined.
I'm not big on ambiguity.
Hey, so I know this one's a little bit more vanilla, but it doesn't have to be. Settlers of Catan. Mm-hmm. I've been playing a lot of that recently, and I know it's like a classic, but I recently played it with an expansion. It's called Seafarers, and it adds maritime like elements to the game. So basically, you can build roads on water.
Okay, I've only played the like standard version, and like I know I've played it with four players a lot, but I may have and maybe have bumped up to six. But so that's kind of my experience with Settlers. It does seem really interesting.
Yeah,
with
that's
all the expansions.
That was how we had to approach it. Like one day, I was over at my buddy's house and they were playing Catan or Settlers, and they were playing four player, so I decided to just read the rules.
And my wife,
it was kind of like they had most of the game right, but there were some elements that completely broke the balance of the game. So I was like, okay, like I'm not playing anyways, I'll just read the rules. And we were like about to move on to the expansion, but we had to roll that back completely. Like we had to spend a couple weeks just playing the regular game with the real rules. But if you have that down, then it's...
Speaking of playing games with the wrong rule sets and not realizing it, how do you guys play Marco Polo?
I just stay quiet.
Playing it with...
What?
You know, you don't have to say anything.
You're supposed to say something, Arthur.
Are you talking about the fish
Thanks
out of
my
water?
Thanks to myself.
So how do you guys judge being the fish out of water? Like, how are you out of water?
Typically.
Well, the way my therapist put it, it's hard to tell when you are the fish out of water if your whole life you've never actually felt in the water, you know, included in the ecosystem of those around you. Those are the people supposed to be your peers.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Ethan.
You're sticking halfway out of the water. You're in the water, right? Let's say...
Okay, so I don't actually know.
Let's say you're... Let's say you're sitting on the edge of the pool, and you got your leg dangling in the pool, and someone says, "Fish out of water." Are you out of water?
I say yes, but also, why does Marco care?
Fish. What's Marco's motivation?
Marco Polo, fish are like the last thing he's looking for, right?
Don't.
He just cares if they're in the water or not.
Wait, no, he's looking for fish out of water because he's looking for new land.
Ethan, I'm looking for real
Man,
answers
the lore
right
of this
now.
Game.
This is like
that'd be really sad.
This is like a poll, Ethan. I need real answers.
Okay.
Let's run a survey. Let's ask our audience.
Personally, I like if any part of you is touching the body of water, you are in the water. So if you have one foot in the pool, if you have one hand in the pool, and you're kind of just like crawling along the edge of the pool with one hand in. You're still in. That's the way I play.
So I don't play Marco Polo often, but I do have an opinion on this. I think that if you're running alongside the pool or crawling alongside the pool, or you're like, you know, just sort of putting one limb into the water, it counts. But it also increases the risk of you accidentally getting your hand out of the water, like if you're
if the
person
to live on
is
the edge and you know that's how you can play.
Sure, but there's no accountability mechanism. There's no one like watching and like
feel,
everyone's
I feel
literally
like,
closing
I, well,
their
no,
eyes.
Well, no, only one person
they?
Is
it's called life.
Only one
Who
person
cares?
Has their eyes
it's
closed.
Fair.
All the other players, you're competing with everybody else who has their eyes open, who's saying polo when Marco says Marco.
But nobody likes a rat.
Oh no, everybody
snitches.
No,
dude,
but
snitches.
In Marco Polo, everyone's trying to not be tagged. So they're like, everyone's looking at each other.
Snitches ain't fishes.
Everyone's looking at each other for.
Why don't they unionize
to try and you know rat other people out? Like, oh no, Arthur was totally out there, you know. So, and it's only you're only out of the water if you're only caught. You can get out of the water and walk around. It's just that if Marco says fish out of water, then you're caught. So you can leave the water if you choose.
Hey, so here's a question: can players talk?
I've always played.
Or do they have to?
I've always played
silent?
That we could talk.
The reason I ask is because pretty much every time we play with someone not in our family, they say you're playing completely wrong. Like you have to be like halfway in the water, or you're out of water.
Yeah, but I've also
there've
also been times where I've played with other people and they're like, "Well, if the person, you know, Marco who is supposed to have their eyes closed, if he goes underwater, then they can open their eyes." And it's like, "No, that's cheating.
If
no.
you're,
that's not
like
how the game works."
11.
Wait, why? What's There's, the reasoning no, there?
Just to make it
like,
to make it easier for the person with has to have their eyes closed, I think.
You know, The people who say that, though, are the ones who use that
Here we rule, go.
But don't let anybody know until they're caught. It's
cool
not
Alex Jones.
I've played with these people.
Well,
they're real Marco Polos.
Well, if you have your own opinions on how Marco Polo should or should not be played, message us at on Twitter at Talking Fail.
I mean, we have a board game expert right here, so I think we should hear their opinion on Marco Polo, the quintessential example of
board pool game.
Tabletop games. You get the plastic when I try pool, to get... you lay it on the dinner table, and you all just kind
Jensen,
of
when you play Jensen, when you're playing Settlers of Catan in the pool, what are some of your tips?
Catan.
Hey,
wait, was this
surprised.
Your expansion? Did you play Settlers of Catan?
Arthur did. No.
The Maritime Elements, you're just playing.
It's the Seafarers expansion. Like,
you all get in a boat and just are like, okay.
Of course it's in a pool.
It's like a life-size edition.
You get on a raft and just start, like, swimming around Alcatraz. Like,
still no sign of land?
I gotta get a settlement.
Can you kill people while playing this version?
Is cannibalism allowed?
Only if you're running out of road pieces and...
Because it's like international waters, right?
No, that's space.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
I don't know about you guys, but I really want to play this, like... VR Settlers of Catan.
Augmented.
So I was at a...
Being a...
Hey, so Arthur, were you
The
at...
Mayflower is my favorite.
So I was at a bathhouse a little while ago, and... Not important. And...
I hear San Francisco has some great ones that keep getting closed down for no reason.
I haven't heard that at all. what's a bath? No, so I was at a bathhouse, and in one of the pools, they have a floating chessboard with like magnetized chess pieces, so you can it's actually play like
Magneto.
What
in that one X-Men movie?
If you lose that game, you lose a lot more than just a.
So you can actually play it on the water, and I'd be interested in seeing if there's other.
Water versions,
board games,
like the water version of polo.
Is there a water version of Monopoly? And then if you flip the board, that's oh, you got Park Place wet.
Well, I did live in a neighborhood where there was a segment of houses that surrounded a lake, so I guess I lived the water version of Monopoly. Every property was waterfront.
So there's
really
confusing.
It adds whole new meaning when you land on the waterworks space.
Is it called waterworks? I mean, don't you have?
Yeah,
there's it's a utility.
Yeah. No, I get that. I just mean if you're playing on the water.
There were some things called
like, why would anyone pay anything for waterworks if you're in the water? Anyways,
maybe they're just crying.
Arthur, later on I'll explain how government contracts work.
Oh, great.
We play by Nestle rules. There is human rights is just a liberal snowflake idea. You can't pay for water.
Arthur,
then...
you had a segue, right?
I did have a segue, but it was to another Monopoly-based thing. there's this...
So wait, I had the
window right there for you.
So there's this version of Monopoly that's like $500, and you might wonder, like, why would you ever pay that much for Monopoly?
Yeah, Arthur, why would you pay that much for Monopoly?
And there's no good reason other than fanciness. Okay. It's a really, really fancy board. It's
Coastal Elites.
It's a wooden board with gold, like, plating on all of the important signifiers of the board. And what I hear is a lot of people play with real money.
Wow.
That does remind me,
I have a Monopoly-based story that I remembered. A few years back, somebody we knew who had their own hat place would do a regular game night. And for a short while, they were Monopoly was kind of the game that everybody came over to play. So me and a couple friends and I, so we started scheming, and I asked one of the guys, he said, "Hey, do you have Monopoly at your house?" And he's like, "Yeah." You took some money out of that game, and we give ourselves an extra $1,000.
It's a real North Korea move
and,
over here.
And we keep it. We just put those, keep those in our pockets, and we can just, we work that into our money during the game, and we'll have an advantage. So we do that. As soon as the game starts, I turn, as soon as I can, I just hey Eric, the guy who also brought money, hey, can I exchange these two $500, can I exchange this $500 bill for a couple of your 100s, because we had brought $500 bills. So basically what I did was I offloaded my counterfeit money as soon as I could, and then later on the host of the game, Eric was doing a transaction, and the host of the game was like, "Wait a second," because the counterfeit money did not match the house Monopoly game. So he's like, "Hey, this is counterfeit. You brought money from your, this is not my part of the game," and so basically he got called out, and the other two guys got called out. Because the third guy still had his counterfeit money, and I had my sweet $1,000 in legitimate Monopoly money.
Hey, so here's a question: how do you guys play free parking?
It only applies to the car piece.
If you land on it, you get there's a starting 100. Plus, all the tax money that gets taken from people gets put in the middle. When you land on free parking, you take that. And then you put a fresh 100 in because there needs to be something there.
Our board... Okay.
But I know that's incorrect.
Well, that is how I play the proper rule. Well. I don't invest with the 100 initially. I don't stimulate the taxes.
Free market guy, I like that.
But I do, well, but if there's still taxes. I do.
No taxes, I like that.
Makes me smart.
Ethan, stop hitting on Arthur.
That's why I voted for the guy,
So, yeah, that's how I play. Does anyone play differently? Or is that just
I feel like the other people on the podcast, Jensen and myself, are just going to agree with Will because we grew up in the same house and we typically play the same role.
I am now sensing
we would put money in the free parking and collect it.
Neat. I don't have anything else Monopoly related.
How much are you getting out of the podcast fund? You guys all said that I had to put in a certain amount of money into the center.
What?
The PayPal account immediately titled center.
They've actually been paying me for this.
Well, not in money.
It's the thought that counts,
paying for the rights to stream.
As we all are, Ethan. All four of us are. We're all paying the same $100.
Are you Monopoly guying me?
No. But it is time for you to take your... Because
Bernie Madoff just came
again
in and walked away with my patient.
Ethan, you got three... You just rolled three doubles again, so you need to go in jail corner.
Don't pass go.
That's what my parents... They didn't say time out. They said go to prison.
All right.
What? I have one more thing on Monopoly, which was just triggered. Prisons. Where are they?
Well, there's
a jail.
No,
yeah. But that's a jail. That's not a prison. That's a holding center for criminals.
How do you choose the player that gets the money from the for-profit prison?
Well, I think the player who has the for-profit prison gets the money. but where are the four? What I'm saying is, when you know how Catan has expansions? Monopoly needs expansions.
Monopoly does. I'm actually really surprised Monopoly hasn't had some expansions. I know that they've revamped the game, or they'll do different versions where, but it's all just theming. I think Archer's onto
like
something.
Like Star Wars Monopoly.
Yeah, I think Archer's onto something with expansions. So I just did a quick Google search for Monopoly expansion, and there's a website called Board Game Geek, where they have an article or a thing on Game Spice Monopoly expansion. It's dated 1988. 3 to 6 players, self-published. The expansion is a set of 30 new chance play cards and new community chess cards to replace the existing ones. For example, various cards allow you to steal property from other players, build the houses without owning the whole color group, change your die roll, charge an opponent double rent. One card even introduces a new victory condition.
That's the second half of the 1% expansion. I was trying to get to it. And you...
Well, it you're...
Hey, so I you're also did a search.
30 years too late.
A something search.
Yeah.
So I also did a segue.
And I found Socialism, which is an actual unofficial expansion of Monopoly. And it actually changes the game a little bit. It's got an enlightened rulebook, and I'm reading this from their site, a reference card, great. 20 fat chance cards, 20 communism chess cards, their wordplay, and 4 new game tokens. So now I'm now, just as I'm reading this, realizing that those tokens don't change the game in any way. So it's basically Monopoly.
Yeah. But I mean, it's interesting.
I like
that was
the theme,
weirdest ad read we've ever had on this show.
And they say the object is not to win, quote unquote, but instead is to achieve total fairness and equality through the renting and selling of property under a modern, progressive, and populist public policy.
That's the best piece of political satire I've ever heard. Oh man.
You can get it for $20.
I think, and it does require a regular version to play. Like, it's an expansion, so you need the original.
So you still have to be born into the system.
Yes.
Somebody want
to translate? Otherwise it'd be a really good deal in Monopoly.
So I'm gonna go ahead and take it way back. Does anyone know what the proper rule is for free parking?
You don't do anything with it. It's literally just a blank space.
I've read the rules about it, and they to say not to do anything, but they do throw out some ideas or like variants of play, and the taxing one is one of them. There are others, but
what about landing on Go? What happens if you land on Go?
I think you're not supposed to do anything. We used to play where you get if you land on it, you get $500 instead of just the $200.
I thought it was double.
Double before.
And I think that's one of the optional rules.
Doubles is the fun way to play. If you play where you just get 200 for landing on it, I hate you. Go kill yourself. Why?
There goes half of our audience.
We took a poll. We know.
So we just have half of an Alex now.
Nice one, Justin.
You're welcome.
It's just Al. No. All right.
Archer, did you have anywhere to go? You were trying to go with this?
I was going to go plug my laptop in.
Okay. Well, while you plug your laptop in, I'm going to talk about Patreon and what we're doing on Patreon.
Oh, Archer, what do you think about the Patreon?
So the Patreon. Why would you do that?
So
one of the things that we're doing on Patreon is a service where basically you can as a podcast we set up various some different tiers where if you donate to us, you know, we'll be able to kick some stuff back to you if you hit certain tiers. So I kind of want to talk about a very important issue today, specifically with Patreon. Not everyone knows this, but Will, Archer, and I put Ethan through a lot of crap. Now, he would never bring this up, but he really struggles with all the mental, verbal, and emotional abuse that we throw at him for our own enjoyment. They say that money doesn't bring you happiness, but in this case, it couldn't hurt. And that's one of the reasons why we started our Patreon campaign. Patreon allows you to make a monthly donation to our podcast. All the donations will be divided between the four of us hosts to help offset the monetary and emotional costs of doing this show each week. Don't think of it as giving 3/4 of your donation to Ethan's abusers, but 1/4 to Ethan directly. So remember, if you think that Ethan deserves $5 a month, make sure and send in $20 so he can receive his full $5.
Well, we should inform them that Ethan doesn't receive a full quarter. He gets like a 10%, and we split the rest.
We're not supposed to tell him that. Well, okay.
This is sounding a lot like the type of restitutions we got like 70 years ago.
Yeah, we. Ethan, you're unemployed at the moment, right?
I'm medically disabled.
And you work really hard. You.
Why? Wait, what is this? What the hell is this?
Ethan, we're kicking you out of your parents' house.
Archer and I have just
Move
had a conversation that makes
bus.
This conversation way weirder.
Ethan, I'm gonna have either like I'm gonna have like the you know the Sarah McLachlan song.
You can't serve me. You can't serve
playing
me.
Under this.
You are Ethan A. Snap, right?
Ethan's a real sad sap.
Now I've got the hiccups. Sure. Ethan, you're unemployed, right? Just a yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you work really you work really hard on this podcast, right?
No.
Now, just say yes.
You know, because
you gotta work play with along, Tyler here. we can't spend half an hour on this.
And wouldn't it be nice to have a little bit of?
I'm.
And Ethan, wouldn't it be nice to have a little bit of income for all your hard work?
Si, senor.
Well, too bad no
yes.
one. Too bad no one has donated anything yet. All right, that was it.
Well, and poor Ethan's going to go hungry.
I appreciate this, guys, but I've already got it covered. I just helped Alex fund the initial recording fees for his album, and I'm getting a good 15% on the returns. Hold on, I just got an email from him. Hey, update. I own none of the songs, so there's no
Jensen
kickback.
Okay, guys,
sorry.
Everybody, I actually have some news regarding Patreon. We just received our first pledge on Patreon. Jensen, you just pledged $1.
I didn't know you were impatient and had a fear of missing out.
The 7 cents I
Yeah,
need
I felt
to
really
live.
Sorry for Ethan.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. holy distortion, Batman. Ethan, you're really loud there.
Can we not do that again, please?
But no, like seriously, like this isn't a part of any kind of bit. Like, Jensen, thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I felt really sorry for Ethan. So.
I mean, really, that's
mostly. I was just thinking of the puppies from the Sarah McLachlan video.
We need to have a tier. We need to have a
tier.
Well,
there's a tier. Jensen hit
the
$1
Ethan
tier. Where she'll get the...
Yeah, I just mean we need...
And we get one Ethan tier.
I mean, really, this is...
That's great.
Is this what it feels like to be one of the, like, only UN aid recipient countries? It's like, yeah, thanks for the help.
All right.
So we're now $1 closer to our goal.
Yes, which
and our goal. Well,
I didn't talk to you.
Our goal is to upgrade our recording equipment, because I don't know about you, but we all sound kind of inconsistent, and sometimes, you know, sound great, like maybe last week, and then this week it's not so great, but if you help.
The mics add this, like, appearance of rambling and mild insanity, so we're really hoping
I think that issue in particular is on the host end, but we can blame the mics.
And again, if you would like to see more problems go away, feel free to donate to the Patreon.
And I think it's worth mentioning, we do have a tier called The Shirt Off of Our Backs. And what you do is, once you pledge, you pick a host, and they will mail you one of their t-shirts.
Not including Jensen, right?
Just like that.
No, well, Jensen's
not. We may need to change that name, because I, even though I'm unemployed, I do have a self-employment side thing, and that's the name of it, Shirt Off My Back. It's a nightly... Doesn't matter, we just might have a conflict of branding.
Ethan might get confused with his night job. Well, alright, we can stop talking about Patreon now. I don't want
to
do too much.
I mean, to be fair, when most people see me with the shirt off my back, they end up giving me some sort of donation for
We got the joke. You're stripping at night. We got it.
Oh, I thought he was a hooker.
Don't they kind of do the same thing in just like a different order?
Will, client confidentiality. We've talked about this over and over again.
It's okay, Ethan. I'll give you a big tip next week. Not the one you're thinking
whatever
of.
You,
oh, real quick.
Whatever things you like to get for your wife is your business, but you agreed not to...
Real quick, because I'm probably going to cut all this out. If you would like to support us, visit patreon.com/talkingfail.
Yeah, that's pretty important.
And now it's time for listener questions. This first question comes from Ronnie, and he asks, does anyone know sign language?
I'm signing now, but it's an audio podcast.
Tyler, do you know sign language?
I do not. No.
Okay. Arthur,
but you just told him yes in sign language.
Oh, Arthur, you know sign language?
I know it's an audio podcast, but
I don't know sign language. Not fully. Just the swears.
Well, that's the first thing everyone learns.
It's the most effective way.
So, Jensen, do you know sign language at all?
Yeah. Well, actually, I took one semester at a community college for ASL, but the only thing I remember how to say is FU and Starbucks.
The two essentials.
Well, I mean, that's a solid sentence right there.
I never learned any sign language. I always kind of wanted to. It seems...
How long does it take to learn sign language, like, on average?
Probably like a couple of months.
And that's like constant practicing or like once a week?
Hmm. Come on, Jensen, you're the sign language expert here.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
She has most information about this, okay.
I've always kind of wanted to learn because I've heard it comes in handy. So this question comes from Shane, and he says, what do you want your tombstone to say?
I told you Will I was sick.
Will did it?
I didn't get the AIDS I needed.
LOL.
I just want to have the typing emoji.
Just dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot. That's not my joke. I have a pin that's a cemetery. That's a stone. Tombstone.
Okay.
I can't take credit for that. I have a real answer,
actually.
I want my tombstone to be a picture of my tombstone.
Will, Google image right now, Russian tombstones. You're welcome. I am a sentimentalist and a sucker for tradition, so I'd like to kind of continue my family tradition of one big
holy crap, I just
unmarked hole in the ground.
I definitely Google Russian tombstones. It's awesome.
I haven't done it, but I've been to a Russian cemetery, so I maybe.
Also, it allows.
Oh yeah,
us to
these are. This is totally how they do.
Can you explain it? Explain.
Together.
Sure. What Russian tombstones tend to portray the person either through a photograph or through an engraving, and they tend to make them gigantic, like life-size.
That's what I'm seeing.
So if
giant life-size tombstone with a big picture of him.
Yep, and a BMW in the back.
If you keep scrolling, you'll see some where it's the deceased with one or two of his mistresses as well.
I thought that was on the backside.
Wait, why is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie on one of these?
It's a tombstone for their relationship.
Did that cross the line?
That crossed the line.
You don't talk about Brad and Angelina.
Okay.
Brangelina? Or should I say Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
Too soon, no. Arthur. They're an
so
American treasure.
So does this mean their kids go back?
Thank you, everyone who submitted a question. If you want your question, Tyler, where should they go to submit
right
their
now,
questions?
Just send them to the Twitter at TalkingFail.
Yeah.
Hey, Will. So what does the end of the listener question sound like? Like if you were to wrap up the
Didn't I do that?
I think that's our listener question of the day.
Wasn't that me doing?
I wasn't sure if you did. I was trying to get it in there before we stopped recording.
Yeah, I said thanks for the submitted questions, and I guess we'll have more listener questions next week. Thanks everyone for being on the podcast.
Stop wrapping up the podcast.
Nice talking
we're
with you
for Pat.
And I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys.
Well,
next
I was signing
week.
Off already.
Miss you guys. Love you.
Oh. I have an Alex Ash update. He came in the nick of time. Okay.
Oh.
Well, no, he had two
wow,
emails.
Wow, this is a first.
Oh, whatever. He.
Alex
all right,
Jones
so Alex
of, the,
Ash,
of the podcast.
Alex Ash just emailed me.
Breaking.
4 minutes ago. He says, I can make things very similar, if not better, !! Sent from my iPhone. Ignoring all of what we've talked about.
Does this dude read? Or does he have, like, a
does
friend
Does Trump
who
have
likes...
another kid
you know,
that nobody
we
knows
sent him,
about?
We sent him this initial request because he was posting a lot of things on his Twitter about, hey, I can make beats, you know, let me know, I can make beats. And then I'm trying to get a beat, and all he does is talk about how great he can make beats and doesn't actually move things. All right.
Gloves off. Hey, Alex, do you have a manager? Do you have an agent? Do you know a native English speaker?
You should write
back. Do
you
know what a question is? Go watch Arrival, the aliens, the whole movie's about communication with two different species.
Okay.
You can't answer
Ethan,
damn
it's time
question.
To take your chill pill and just hang on.
I'm out.
I think what you should say is
so much.
Or I think what we should as a group tell him is, hey Alex, do you have an agent or someone we can talk to who will answer our questions?
Okay. Hey,
click. Or
is
actually
your mom
answer
at
our
the
questions.
Same address
but
as you? Can we talk to the guy? In
is
your
there
band
a grown up that we can
is
talk
allowed
to
write music?
Can I speak to your manager, please?
Just ask him one question. How long have you been taking lessons? and then
I don't know. I feel like,
hey Tyler, what do you think?
I feel like
should say?
I don't want to end it by just going for the throat like that. But
ask him if he gives guitar lessons.
I don't think he'll pick up
know.
On that.
Jensen, do you have any thoughts on what we can do? I mean,
How about you send one question per email, but you're asking like 20 questions, so he just gets like 20 emails right after each other.
Wait, Archer, you've worked as a contractor in for clients of any size. How would you go up, like, can you give us
I wouldn't be in this not be in this situation, just to be clear.
No, I want you to be in the shoes of the worst and most difficult to communicate with client that you've ever interacted with. How would you embody
Well, here's the thing. I think a bad client with a bad creative, I guess. No, a bad client and a bad whoever needs the work done. Boss?
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on the word? Anyways, I think those two go hand in hand. I think if you combine a bad client with a bad
Are you talking about customer or manager? Actual manager?
What's that?
Consumer. Yeah.
So we're the client, right?
He's talking the client being the company, the whoever's usually the project manager of the request, who doesn't actually know what they want.
Somebody
who doesn't know what they want,
doesn't
provide answers. Well, that's what I'm saying. When a client doesn't know what they want, they kind of just never land anywhere. And I guess it goes the same way for a creative. I mean, the only thing that I've been impressed with is his inability to do something.
I've drafted an email. I've drafted an email that says, "Okay, let's move forward on this. What do you need from us to take the next step? In order to take the next step, but I have switched my font to Comic Sans."
Amazing!
Oh my gosh, that's great. Can you potentially throw in Archer's SoundCloud or something and go, "Hey, we're still up in the air between you and this other artist." Because this is his original work.
We know the response. But if he does two steps of research, he'll know that. Because I gave him the name of the podcast, and if he goes on Twitter and looks for Talking Fail, he's going to see on the Talking Fail Twitter at Archer. That's not his actual name, but
He can't handle the questions we've been giving him. And all of his videos on his Twitter are people filming him, which I just assumed was like somebody helping him get the video out. I'm convinced it's because he doesn't know how to actually record his own stuff at this point. So I'm not too concerned about him figuring out how to find something we're promoting.
This is getting close.
But then again,
I don't want to go too far with this. I had the secret hope that this would eventually evolve where we could have him on the show as a guest and laugh about this afterwards, but I feel like this is just spiraling.
We can editorialize this particular topic so that it doesn't come off as negative. Can we do that by talking in a monotone voice?
Is that more neutral?
No, it's a really good way of not creating space for other people to start
talking. Letting other people not talk is very important for this podcast.
Yep.
Very good.
It's good.
Okay, so I have. Let's move forward on this. What do you need from us to take the next step in Comic Sans? Do we want to add anything to that, or are we good until next week? Right? 3, 2, 1. It's gone.
No. Yeah, I can do the legal research, but as far as I know, in the state of California, you can, if you have the approval of all parties involved, you can record. So, I think you need to schedule a conference call with him and the rest of the team.
Just tell him we're going to record for
maybe
quality
maybe
assurance.
Next Tuesday at 8:30. No, not for quality assurance. Hey, Alex, do you mind if we record for our records? We just had a couple questions. How much better are you?
All right.
Let's get him to say something incriminating, and then we can, like, blackmail him.
Like I'm a musician.
You know, it's a crime to, like, premeditate blackmail. It's a crime to blackmail
someone. And it doesn't help to do it on your podcast.
Oh, blackmail. Wait, maybe, so this whole podcast... So should I be finding a
all of us are recording, and we all are okay.
By
the
way,
with
Jensen,
the recording,
are you okay with us recording?
Okay,
this?
In California, so we're.
I think.
No.
Wait, you're recording me?
We're not recording Will.
Nope. Wait, how? Like, you ask her about recording, but I don't get a say, Ethan? About publishing the state of my emotional.
No,
mental,
she's
and
our sister.
Situation.
We care about her.
And Ethan, at the very beginning of this, we go through a long process of making sure that we're all recording. And synced up, so I'm pretty sure you knew what you're getting into. Did you clap?
You did clap, didn't you?
Clapping is consent.
Clapping is consent.
And that's the title.
I was passing my roommate's door. I heard.
Clapping is consent.
Hey! It came from a woman.
I don't
so
think
that's
you know how consent works,
right? Wait, that's...
What's the opposite of that?
I've never been in a position where I've had to ask, so I'm not really experienced on the front.
What about the back?
Not that I've been in positions where I haven't been asking.
I want a poster with
Ethan, what positions
phrase.
Have you been in?
Tough ones.
Back out here, they have different names, like the alternate perspective, rising lawsuit, Family Matters.
Oh, don't spoil it. I'm catching up on the. Yeah,
Ethan, that was good riffing. Good job.
So I was walking down the street, and I was listening to Talking Fail, this amazing new podcast,
which you can find on iTunes now and the Google Play Store.
It
right?
It is. It is an international.
Yeah, just go to talking.fail. It's a website. You're not wrong.
Awarded for excellence. Whoa, by
no,
the Chicago
no, no,
Public
no,
Radio.
No, none of that. That part is not true yet.
No.
Yet.
We're still waiting. We're still waiting on approval for Chicago to get a public radio. But after that, it's a done deal.
Okay, so Ethan, yes, her turn.
So I was walking down this street, and I saw this sign, and you know how there's like no parking signs.
I'm not familiar.
Just like regular, sure, yeah. And there's
and it
was
a free
kind
parking
of sign.
Sign.
And
there's a pile of money.
It was. And so now I
got
have
it.
All of this tax money.
I thought my well, that's funny because there's no free parking in San Francisco. Wait. I'm retarded.
It was a Monopoly joke, but
I see now.
I honestly don't know if the punchline to my original joke is better than that. So
we'll make a decision.
I don't know if
dailies.
I should continue.
You could.
Which is a film industry term.
Okay, so I saw the sign, and it was not a no parking sign. It was a different sign. It said. No stopping anytime, and that made me wonder, is that just for cars?
I think you should just dress people. Up in a police uniform and yell at anyone who stops. Yeah, you keep it moving.
I do already have a police uniform.
Okay, so I was selling something, a keyboard of my wife's on a app.
Does she know that you're selling all of her, that they all have? Of her things that you're over hoarding?
No, don't tell her.
Is keyboard no. code word for drugs?
Keyword for guns.
You can tell us, Will. We're family.
You are being a little vague with the
okay,
app.
Okay, so I was selling stuff, and this person messaged me and was like, hey, I want to buy this thing that you're selling, the keyboard. And we're chatting for a little bit about, like, the price and, like, location of, like, stuff. And they say, I can't... The perk of this app is that usually if you're the seller, people will come pick it up from you. And if you're the buyer, you usually go pick it up. So I'm the seller. And the person says, I'm disabled. I have MS. I can't come pick it up. Can you drop it off? And I'm like, well, I guess if you're disabled, sure. I feel bad. So,
since when? I'm not a good example, I'm sorry.
Since it's a real life interaction, I feel bad. If it was a person I was never going to meet, then no, I wouldn't feel bad.
You feel so the guy over a app that you're lady. Texting. I'm hurt.
It was a lady. So, I start talking
don't
to this person
being sexist.
So, I agree to I agree to deliver it, and then a few minutes later, I get a message from someone else on this app and offers the same price that the lady asked and says he is disabled and that he can't come pick it up and wants me to deliver it. I'm just like, what? This is so weird.
So does that mean... Is this a ruse that
that's
like
what
people
I thought.
On this app have figured out? It's like, I don't really want to go pick up this keyboard or whatever they were buying.
That's exactly
and
what I thought
I'm just
it was.
Say I'm disabled.
So I immediately said no to the second person, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get murdered by this person. Like, this is just a scam that they all do. This is just a scam.
I mean, podcast.
I do
and
think
then he
I remember
played
the
some
scene,
keyboard and relaxed.
I remember the scene in one of the original Mad Max movies, but they weren't a bunch of paraplegics that were halting the road.
Arthur, I think that for our next Patreon tier, the reward should be first come gets a free keyboard.
Well, let me finish the story. Let me finish the story because that might affect the right. The tier that Tyler is describing. So I say no to the second person. I say I lie and I say, oh sorry, I don't deliver to people. And then they're
with
like
disabilities.
They're like, oh why? Like, and then he starts begging me, like, please, please, I would come pick it up, but I need it for my girlfriend. Like, please, please. I can't. And I'm like, dude, stop begging. So then I just like block the person because I don't care anymore. And I proceed to make the deal with the first person. And I just put the keyboard in the car and I'm about to drive. And they message me and say, oh, I bought one from someone else for cheaper. Sorry. And then they blocked me.
What?
See, okay, whenever people talk about, like, the whole black market organ ring, I always thought they meant human, but apparently it's instrument.
There's more than...
And let me say what she said she did. Was she went to a pawn shop that day and bought one.
Well, she went to a...
I thought you couldn't leave the house.
Oh, wow. Maybe the pawn shop is her house.
And that's not even the end of the story. Like, I take the keyboard out and I put it back inside, and I'm like, really? Like, what the hell was that? And then once I finally get everything back inside and I sit down, she messages me back and says, oh, the one I bought was broken, so actually I want to buy yours again.
And
Which, were they standing?
It was Jody trying to cut on to him, and she's trying to get back her keyboard.
So, I take the keyboard and I put it back in the car.
No, you just say, nope, sorry, I already sold it. Like,
sorry, I just remembered how to play. I don't
need to sell it.
You
cut your ties and you walk away, Will.
But I wanted to do that, but I legitimately do not have anywhere to keep this freaking keyboard. So I put it back in the car, and I drive out there with my wife, Jody. And we get there, and the person is walking around outside. Like, they said they were in, like, a wheelchair, and that they had MS or something. It's like...
Which... You can have MS and be sitting in a wheelchair, but not...
Like, no problem whatsoever. So I carry it inside and get the money from her. And she walks, when we're walking in, she's like, oh, don't mind my boyfriend. He's just visiting. And he's sitting on the couch. And so I set up the keyboard for her. And then the dude's like, oh, I think I messaged you about a keyboard. I'm like, huh? Nope. Yep. Doesn't ring a bell. He needed to buy it for his girlfriend, which was the lady I was talking to.
Oh, that's good.
They both said they were in wheelchairs. Neither of them were in wheelchairs when I arrived.
Was there a wheelchair in the house?
Yes, but it was not being used by any of them.
Well, I think...
So they're ready to use it?
I don't know. I feel like we might need to have a doctor on to further criticize. I think we should just leave it up to the listener to judge each party in this story.
Isn't this AMC's new spinoff show, The Walking Disabled?
That's a bit of a
Come on.
Are you just fishing for laughs now?
That was funny.
No. All right. Well, then.
I avoided interrupting as much as I could for like 20
really
seconds.
Good.
For that.
And you didn't think about the comedic value of that joke.
Ethan, I am proud of you for only interrupting like 7 or 8 times on that. And you're definitely getting better. I'm proud of you. And
I think to be honest, I've been holding this in, but I think it's kind of your guys' fault.
Okay, don't put this on me. Don't put this on me again. We're not doing
this. Just mute my entire channel, which I know you do. I know you do it.
I'm not going to take
this
crap from you anymore.
I can hear when you don't bring the levels all the way down. There's
one word and you're out of this podcast. And we'll bring in somebody else. We've got somebody who knows how to use...
Ethan, we need to talk because this would create a Cardwell majority. And if any vote ever came up, this would be a problem. So... Let's figure something out.
Who do you have on your team? Me. And you know who's next in line? You know who. I can't tell you who, but you know who.
Was he in episode 5?
I haven't listened to it. But
and on that note, I think it's time for us to say goodbye.
Have you guys ever been to Olive Garden?
I thought we were done with this show.
Their bread.
Okay, where are you?
Of course not.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't on this podcast.
Where your parents'
but
marriage
not
and
willingly.
Your appetite go to die.
You know how they have unlimited breadsticks there? How unlimited do you think that is? Like,
I think, how about this?
Unlimited?
Sounds like it's Will's investigation.
No, I think here's what we do. I think here's what we do is we figure out a mobile recording rig. We go to Olive Garden. We go to just bear with me.
We need to pioneer this technology.
I'm down for an Olive
We go
Garden
to
episode.
Olive Garden when they open. And right, you know, we're the first ones in, and we stay there. We stay there and podcast until they kick us out.
Which not, they need 20
bucks,
man.
20 bucks, I get asked to leave independently before you guys do.
40.
I was already planning to wait till you go to the bathroom and then try and change tables before you get back.
We need
I'm not
to change
blind.
Tables. We need
I
to
can,
review.
I know
Olive Garden.
There's no VIP table at Olive Garden. What's your plan?
So are we going to try and all go to one Olive Garden, or are we going to go to our own individual Olive Gardens?
I'm coming to you live from Olive Garden.
Okay, everybody bring a guest server from your server. We don't have listener questions, we have Olive Garden.
Employee.
Patrons.
All right, well, this is Gerald. He's our third server.
Excuse me.
So far.
Eaters of Olive Garden, I'd like to ask you if you want to get involved on the ground floor of a great opportunity. Patreon. It's a wonderful service.
Okay.
If you'd like me to leave, I've got a tier option for you.
Either you leave or I leave, but...
Have any of you guys ever read the Bible?
Save this stuff for in the episode.
Yeah, this is gonna be a quick one.
don't worry, Tyler.
Will, we told you, no more fan fiction. That's not.
Actually, I do have quite a bit of interesting Bible stories because I've like read the Bible as a kid because I grew up in the church, and I also read it in my adulthood, which is like an interesting perspective because like. There's, you know, there's good moral stories, but then there's also some really
we should try.
Do you remember the story when Jesus, like, he cuts the fish in half and, like, replicates fish?
It's not.
Or something like that?
Good enough, yes.
Yes.
No. And then he cracks the bread in half, and then the bread replicates also?
Yep.
And then he had enough bread for everyone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, he was just at an Olive Garden, wasn't he?
Special thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly with donations on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/talkingfail. Contact us on Twitter @talkingfail. And you can download our shows at talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
If you'd like to help end sex trafficking, please get Will to stop calling me.
I'll pledge for that.